The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter. Jesus and the disciples went on and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. And if you're wondering, yes, we got new lighting in the place. I can see. So by the light of this new gift, we worship. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is a servant. Amen. I read somewhere this week that you don't go to church, that you belong to church. And I'm not usually very taken with what I call bumper sticker theology. You know, phrases that are short enough to fit on a bumper sticker, but they really take a lot more thought and conversation in order to make sense. This is one I've seen very often. And if you have this bumper sticker, don't be worried. I'm not, you know, don't take offense. It says Bible, B-I-B-L-E, and it says basic instructions before leaving Earth. It's not a bad thing. It's just not complete. It's not enough. It takes a lot of conversation for me to believe that the things in the Bible are my instructions for this life, because I want to know which parts you're talking about. I want to know, are you talking about the parts where God's faithful people go and slaughter their enemies? Is that my instruction before leaving Earth? Or is it the part where Jesus lays out very specific ideas about divorce? Is that my instruction before leaving Earth? Or maybe it's the part where women are supposed to be quiet and keep their heads covered in church all the time. Because if that's the case, I am not sure that those are my instructions before leaving Earth, or I'm in the wrong place. Maybe it's where Paul tells Christians not to get drunk. If this is the entire our idea, that this is what the Bible is for, that it's just instructions for life, then I think we've missed the point of what Holy Scripture is, because it is the very breath of God. It's the story of God and God's people throughout recorded history of God's people. It's poetry and history and lamentation and prophecy. It's the story of the Son of God becoming enfleshed. It's the story of the birth of the church and the struggles of the church. I don't think that the bumper sticker that reads B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving Earth, is bad or mean or harmful. I just don't think it's enough. And I have found that nearly all bumper sticker theology falls apart at some point. God is just bigger than our one-liners. No matter how cute we think they are, or how well they rhyme, or they are alliterative, or how much we just love them, God is just usually bigger than all of that. And so when I saw this one this week, I sort of sat a spell with it, and I just tugged on it a little bit to see what would happen. And this is the bumper sticker theology that I saw this week. It says, "You don't go to church, you belong to church." Well, I thought, how about a visitor, a seeker, someone who hasn't been here before? They're just kind of wondering about church. They just go to church, right? So I thought, well, they might be arriving just going to church. They might be just going to church, but we, the church, when they arrive, we recognize them as part of the human family, as God's creation. They are breathing the same breath of God that we are breathing. So they might not be baptized into the family in some official way, but not on the records in some congregational record book somewhere in some dusty old drawer. But they belong. They absolutely just belong with us, in the pews with us, singing praises, confessing, hearing forgiveness. Man, they belong. And we all belong here. And for those of us who are baptized, something happened to us at that font one day. We were claimed. We belong. We disagree about things. We come from different backgrounds and customs, but we belong. And we can't say that about all of the places in our lives. We don't always feel as though we belong, but we belong here. And because of our baptisms, we belong to this enormous family around the globe and throughout the generations. Death just has nothing to say about how big our family gets. So we are just joined, and we belong to this enormous family of God. Friday and Saturday, as we gathered around my dining room table at my house, we heard stories of people homesteading hundreds of acres up north in our country. We heard of people who hopped around the globe because they were military. Their parents were serving in the military in various ways in various countries. We heard of leaving Sudan and knowing what it means to be an alien without any citizenship. This particular little family right here, Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church, even right here, we're so different and varied, but we belong to each other. And today we hear Jesus show us two angles from which we can experience this belonging. It says, then he took a little child and put it among them. And taking it in his arms, he said to them, whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. Jesus took a child and said, this one belongs. This child with no power and no money and no status, this child belongs. And you are that child. Jesus has taken you in his arms and said to the world, whoever welcomes this child welcomes me, and not just me, but the one who sent me. That's your identity. That's where you get to live. That's the space you get to live, that you are the child that Jesus swept up and in front of a bunch of people said, this child belongs. And at once, at the same time, you are the ones who are doing the welcoming. You are the church, the holy ones of God, the place where people come. They arrive here wondering if they belong. And Jesus says to you, when you welcome this person, you welcome me, but not only me, the one who sent me. You don't go to church. You belong to church. You just do. I actually like this bumper sticker theology. I tugged on it a while, and it did not fall apart. Now, it could be that you're thinking of a way it falls apart, and I'd love to have that conversation with you if you wanted to show me that. And I've been thinking about this text all week, this text of Jesus and this you don't go to church, you belong to church. I've had that in my head all week. And then I've also had people in my home. 30 of you have been to my home so far. And last night, the third of the fellowship meals that we've shared, when it came time to take a group picture, Franklin called us all into the living room by saying, hey, you guys, it's time to take a family picture. And it was. Thanks be to God.